G'day, how are you going, Jamie?
Hi, good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
No, hey, congratulations on being shortlisted. What an honor.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super surprised and I'm super happy.
Yeah, and you're celebrating as well. You said before, I
I
hope.
am. I'm at a bar right now with a friend.
Hey,
So
there's no better way
I
to
hope it
do
doesn't
it.
get too loud.
Hey, you deserve it. So Pink Mountain on Locust Island is out through Brow Books, and they're a small imprint from the Lifted Brow, and they've got two books in the long list this year. What has the support from Brow Books meant to you?
It's amazing. Brow Books, I really didn't expect to get this particular novel published. And just when Sam reached out to me and said, I think this will be a good move, I was just overwhelmed. It was just really great to have someone that understood where I was coming from and really listened to me. And yeah, it was just, yeah, it was an amazing experience publishing with Brow Books. It's been really good so far.
So talking about the actual writing of the book, what was the most challenging aspect, you'd say, of producing this novel?
I think, the writing of the book actually happened quite swiftly for me, which is unusual because I wrote before I wrote this book and it would usually take me ages. But the different thing about this book was I was using automatic writing to write a lot of it. And it was just very much started it one day, and then when I decided that it was going to be a book, I just pretty much finished it in a very short amount of time, which is really rare for me. But yeah, it was the most challenging part of it was probably editing it and kind of making it that balance of it being readable to, people that sort of were more used to conventional formats, but also keeping the essence of it and keeping everything that I wanted to be there in that.
So could you explain automatic writing for me?
Automatic writing. So I learned that in poetry class, and it's something that the Surrealists did, in the modernist era. And it's just something that I started to do a lot because it comes completely from your subconscious almost. And it was a process of just getting everything that you have in your brain out onto the document. And it was interesting doing that for me because when I was writing the book, I was consuming a lot at the same time. I'd be listening to music and be watching films, and automatic writing to that was super. It was actually really fun.
So you said that you'd be consuming at the same time as writing. Did you use particular types of media when you were writing particular scenes, or could you see that some stuff kind of influenced the way that you were thinking in a way?
So I was pretty much, I just had tabs open on my Google Chrome. I still write like that. I'd be writing in a Word document and then half the page would just be Google Chrome with a movie playing or YouTube documentaries, just kind of stuff you find on YouTube, and it'd be auto-playing to the next thing. And it was a really interesting way to write it because a lot of the music that is referenced in the book will be music that I was listening to at the time or just happened to come on. And it was just a cool way, because I feel a lot of us do that as consumers now. We kind of discover what we like through algorithms, I guess.
Wow, that's so cool. It's kind of a really in-depth look at the book. It's kind of a little bit of a sneak peek sort of. So Pink Mountain is making a ton of shortlists now. How does that make you feel as a debut novelist?
It makes me feel so, I'm just really blessed. I never thought that it would get this kind of reception and openness, just because I think being a young writer as well and people taking me seriously is a huge thing. And I think I have a lot of organizations Express Media and Voiceworks down here in Melbourne. They support me so much in the Wheeler Centre. They're just really, really loving communities that I'm a part of here in Melbourne, and it's all them as well.
And what does it mean to you to have your book named at the Stella Prize shortlist?
Well, it's crazy just because being on there with all those women that I've sort of known about. I remember I did a feminist sort of writing class at uni last year. And I learned about the Stella Prize there because our lecturer was super, she was super for it. And she was you all have to read everything that's on the Stella Prize. And to be on that now is...
People are going to be recommended to read your book.
Syndrome. Yeah, and that's just crazy to me because I know that there's, like, you know, my, what do you call it, my peers on that list are just, like, they're just amazing writers and they're just, they're doing big things. So, yeah, I feel really honored.
Well, congratulations again. I won't hold you back from the bar much longer. go and have an excellent International Women's Day. And thanks so much for chatting to us.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.